Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks for watching today. I wanted to talk a little bit about motivation and how it's so easy to slip into that place of lethargy, you know, lack of motivation, and suddenly when you need the energy and when you need the enthusiasm to do something, it's just not there, or all the excuses come up. You know, this could be any sort of situation, whether it's a work thing, whether it's doing some DIY around the house, or whether it's initiating some kind of connection, fun, intimacy, flirting with your partner, with your wife. The lack of enthusiasm, the lack of motivation, kind of seeps its way silently into everything. Right, sucks away that enthusiasm and energy from you, and you don't even notice until the point when you need it. Until the point when this is where I need that spark to be able to get things moving in a certain direction, and it's just not there. So what do you do with that? It really comes down to choices. You always have a choice. You can choose whether you want to take the easy route and lounge around in your pajamas, or you can choose whether you want to get up and go for that run, or whether you want to make that healthy meal, or whatever it is that we're often finding so easy to ignore, or so easy to come up with all the excuses as to why we shouldn't. So many of those excuses are based in past history. There's a million different reasons or ways in which we've fallen short of our own expectations or goals in the past, and we'll use those often as justification as to why it's not worth, why it's pointless doing this thing, whatever it is. And there's a really good example this week from a guy I was coaching, and he chose something different. His relationship had been struggling, had been disconnected for a while, and he chose to look at it in a different way. Somehow he chose to do something slightly different, and that meant having a conversation with his wife where he was inviting her into some kind of different energy, some kind of different connection. And that started first and foremost with him having a different connection with himself, with him having a different view and bringing a different energy into how he viewed himself and how he was going to allow his life or his day or his week to proceed from that point forwards. So it's like bringing it down to the tiniest little action, the tiniest little decision that you can make, and that with that understanding that that tiny little decision is a foundation stone for something bigger. But you have to start somewhere, right? You have to start with something small first. But the connection in a relationship, the momentum in confidence and in life in general, comes from your belief in yourself, comes from your trust in yourself, comes from knowing who you are fundamentally, which is what we're always talking about. So getting that foundation. But you have to get that. If you want a spark, if you want passion, if you want connection, if you want commitment in your relationship, well, that's a lot of the stuff that men bring to relationships, right? Women really appreciate receiving those gifts of attention and desire and direction and leadership. They really appreciate that. They really appreciate being around a man who is willing to set a direction, to make a decision, to create that momentum, to create that spark of enthusiasm and passion again. You have to be willing to take a risk. You have to be willing to do something different. You have to be willing to make a change. Nothing changes if you just stay the same. If you allow the excuses and all the reasons in the past why things have been a certain way to win, nothing changes. So fundamentally, how are you going to reach somewhere down inside yourself, or use a vision of the future, right? Use a vision of the future. What's my future going to look like? What is the kind of relationship or the kind of person that I'm going to be in the future? Get really specific about it. If you can't answer that question, what does it look like in the future? What does it look like and sound like exactly to be how you want to be in the future? Do you want to be able to be in a situation where you can just unapologetically push somebody up against the wall and tell them exactly what you want to do to them, right? Without fear, without needing to be afraid, just being yourself. If that's one of the things that you want to do, then you need to start moving in that direction. And that's exactly what we do with guys. You know, we're always talking to them about this kind of stuff, and we see all sorts of examples. One this week was a guy having a conversation with his wife. She basically unhappy with the relationship. you know, basically throwing divorce out or separation out as a threat, trying to keep him kind of squashed down a little bit, trying to keep her place in whatever, right? Whatever safety she needed or whatever space she needed, using whatever tools to be able to keep her own safe space. And he just grinned. He just had a shit-eating grin and he said, "This is what I want. This is where I'm going. I want you to come with me, but if you don't, I'm good. I know there's an abundant world out there. I know I'm going to have fun. I know I'm going to meet people who are going to want to go on this ride with me. Right now I'm inviting you, but I'm not hooked on that. Doesn't have to be you." And the next day, everything was different, right? Because he reached inside himself, grabbed his balls or whatever you want to call it, his self-esteem, his self-respect, and he chose to move forward anyway. So that's what I wanted to give to you today. The spark, the passion, the excitement, the enthusiasm, the commitment, all of that stuff that you might be feeling is missing from your relationship right now, is missing from your life, from your career, whatever. All of that stuff comes firstly from you. So how are you going to do something, make a decision, whatever, set some kind of intention and direction today to make that start happening? Okay, guys, take it easy. See ya. Bye.